there are times when you praise the Lord, your heart is just full, and you're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. My wife is sending me pictures of our cute family down in South Carolina, little baby Cora with all her smiles and interesting looks and all this kind of stuff. And it fills your heart with praise. And then something else happens, and you look around, and you see everybody else going, And they're not smiling, and they're tied up with something in this world and not happy about it. And you begin to say with the psalmist, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. The idea here is praise him for who he is, for he is good, and he shows that in his wonderful works to us, children of men. Almost an emphasis there. Children of men means we've descended from Adam and therefore born in sin. So here's something to stitch on a big, big pillow. If we complained less and praised more, we would be happier and would glorify our God the more. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all, everything you do, to the glory of God. Somebody was kind of making fun of this, saying, how in the world can you eat or drink to the glory of God? Well, they didn't read the scripture there. He's saying you are choosing to eat because I can do it and it's not a sin for me. And I'm laughing at these people that think eating this food offered to idols is a sin. And he says, well, you're eating to please yourself and not caring whether you're doing damage to a person's understanding. And you should be doing even your eating and drinking. It should be done to the glory of God. So let me just share two thoughts with you tonight. First of all, let us daily praise God for his common mercies. Now, they are common in that we receive them every day, yet each is so precious, so priceless, that when we are deprived of them, we feel ready to perish. I can't live without these things. So let us bless God for eyes to see, for health and strength to do what is needed, for food to eat, for nourishment, and for clothes for protection. Not necessarily to show off your fantastic figure or something like that, but for protection. Let us praise him for what we do not have. We do not have. We are not left hopeless. You see people look like they're hopeless or imprisoned as guilty. We are free. We have a liberty. Let us thank him for that. Let us thank him for what we have. We enjoy liberty. We have friends. We have family. We have comforts. Let us praise him for everything that we receive from his bountiful hand. Praising him for every blessing because we deserve only punishment. But we are given much. This is people say, I don't deserve such treatment. Actually, you deserve much worse. As a sinner, offending God Almighty, you deserve hell. The scripture tells us, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything. We put those two words together, we just say everything, and it doesn't sound quite as strong. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the first point here is let us daily praise God for his common mercies. Secondly, then, let us daily praise God for his redeeming love. We remember what we were before he saved us, the condition we were in, the ways we thought, what we planned, what we loved and what we hated. Colossians 1:21, and you that were sometime, meaning before, alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. remember what you were. And you may not be the pinnacle of everything that you hope to be, but you're not what you were. And tomorrow you'll be better than today. Keep at it. If we recognize our salvation, then let us not withhold our psalms of praise. Psalm 118:21, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. What if the true God was like all the pagan gods that never hears anybody, you know? The priests of Baal chanted for hours, cut themselves, screamed bloody murder, and he didn't hear them. There's a good reason for that. He doesn't exist. But our God does. He is there. You think about sin as corruption, sin as impurities, as that which rots away our heart and mind and soul and strength. And he redeemed us from the power of our corruptions. He lifted us from our depths of sin. It made me think of Jeremiah talking about being in the pit, and thou hast delivered me from the pit, you see. But 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. What a statement. We can participate in the divine nature. That's because he puts the Holy Spirit within us. And he says that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lust is overly strong desire. This is where you're not just eating to be strong for God's service. You're eating because you love eating and all that. Lust. He delivered us in our salvation. He delivered us from spiritual slavery. He made us children of the living God. It's one thing to be delivered from slavery. It's another thing to be made part of the family. Romans 8:21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. What an amazing thought. We look forward to the time when he welcomes us home and seats us beside himself on his throne. Actually, we will be rulers at the level of Christ. Revelation 3:21, he promises, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down. Right now, this is where he is, set down with my Father in his throne. He's sharing the Father's throne. When he gets his own throne, he will share it with us. And one of the things we learned in 2 Thessalonians is we will shine as children of God forevermore. You and me shining with the glory of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining, us gaining, of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. If that can't make you smile, that doesn't make you praise him. So let me ask a couple of questions. Will you hesitate to give him thanks? Well, I don't have everything I ever wanted. Really? That's what you're holding out for? Will there be any possibility of everything you ever wanted? Oh, child of God, can you be silent? Is that possible? You see. And then let me close with this verse, Psalm 103:2. A command to yourself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When you're complaining about that sore arm, don't forget to praise him that you have an arm. When I concerned about my right eye getting a little dimmer, darker. I thank God for eyesight. What an amazing thing that is to see perhaps millions, billions of miles away in the stars at night. We see farther at night. We can see farther at night than during the day because the stars are farther away than the sun. Let us not grieve our God with an unthankful spirit. Any praise to God? Any special praises tonight? Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for grandchildren.
Amen. Who give you hard songs to practice on. There you see. Which one has the most flats and sharps and trap doors? It was her. Levi's volunteering. It was his big sister.